everyone, welcome to my new podcast, which is named Erasmus Corner. Woo! I'm applauding myself, I don't know why. So I had this idea of creating a podcast through which I can talk to my favorite people from Erasmus or speak in a foreign language in general, because I want to show that there are so many people in Greece or in other places as well who acquire a very good level of English but are very reluctant to speak or start overthinking about how am I going to pronounce this, how am I going to use this verb and put it into the correct form of this sentence. And at the end of the day, they didn't use English at all. They were very shy and afraid of making mistakes, errors. So through this podcast, I want to show you that the pronunciation doesn't play any important role, because the most important thing when using a foreign language is communication, which will be acquired only through speaking. It's a total mistake when they teach us that the first thing that we need to learn about a language is writing. No, the first important thing is speaking, being exposed to this language, the whole process of uttering some words from your mouth, which are transferred from the speaker to the hearer. They don't have to be grammatically correct. That's what I have learned from my university and from my Erasmus experience as well. That's why I'm recording this episode right now. You don't always have to be morphologically or syntactically correct and accurate when speaking English, because the most important thing is to be understood by the other guy or girl who's gonna listen to you speaking and using English in general. And one more thing before starting this podcast with my first guest is that only by making mistakes you are going to learn a language. I am making mistakes right now, probably, or I will make mistakes in the future as well, but I don't care, because that's the only way through which I'm gonna be a bit more fluent in English. Imagine that we make mistakes in our mother tongue as well many times during the day, or when we are tired, for example. So it's completely normal if you make mistakes. Nobody's gonna judge you. Nobody's gonna say something bad about your pronunciation, your knowledge of grammar, morphology, syntax, etc. And if they say anything, just fuck them. Okay, just continue your lives. Use English, French, Spanish, I don't care. Whatever you want, when you learn a foreign language, just use it. Expose yourselves to this language without any fears, without any negative thoughts about this whole process. Because even if you make mistakes, as the Linkin Park song says, so in the end, it doesn't even matter, because you will develop your fluency anyway. So I think that I said a lot of things. My idea about this podcast was to bring some guests, anyone who has lived the experience of Erasmus and wants to say something about this program, how it changed his or her life, pros and cons, and stuff like that. It's a new idea that I have. I really don't know how it's gonna work right now. It's totally experimental. But for this reason, I brought one of my best friends from Erasmus. We have already recorded one episode before, but I uploaded this to a channel which is in Greek. The title is in Greek. It's called The Gold Tambon, Το Χρυσό Ταμπόν in Greek. Without any reason. I don't know why am I advertising this shitty podcast. Whatever. The time has come. We should welcome our perfect guest, Fuat Aslan from Turkey, Aksaray. I always cough when I'm talking like this. Okay, so let's go.
Yeah, fuck, wait. One.
Two. Three. One.
Two.
Three.
It was great. Cześć.
Cześć, jak się masz?
Bardzo dobrze, Katarina. A ty?
Źle, bardzo źle.
Fatalnie, kurwa mać.
Fatalnie, tak. So, as you understood, this is my friend Fuat from the previous episode, my favorite stupid guy from Turkey. I really don't know what can we talk about Erasmus. I mean, we have talked a lot of times about this experience, yes. So I really don't know. Okay, so let's just pretend that we are, you know, in a serious conversation, something very rare in our case.
I will leave, definitely.
Okay, because you are the target group that I'm talking about. I have to say at this point that he has chosen to talk with me again.
Me?
When I want to faint from...
yeah, definitely. You're always faint.
I want to faint from my tiredness.
Why
really?
You are not sleeping, really, Katerina? Please, just go and sleep.
Because we have postponed all this, I think, for 1 week. Maybe we won't record.
It's okay. We will do something, don't worry.
Whatever, I should try to wake up now. Anyway, but let's just pretend that we are actually starting a serious conversation in which I'm going to ask you some questions about the experience of Erasmus. Ooh.
There's nothing, sorry. Okay, let me ask you something, okay? What was your favorite culture? I mean, you know, from the countries. We had Spanish culture, yes, Croatian culture.
Why do we have to start with racist comments?
Racist?
Yes.
Okay.
We want to inform the guys who want to apply to this program and, you know, travel, try something new. So I think that you can be one guy who can share his experiences, because we have to say that Fuad has applied to this program 3 times.
Yes.
So I think that you can say a lot of things about this experience.
Erasmus is a very good experience for my life because I'm from Turkey and I can't go to Europe, you know, I need visa. So Erasmus makes everything so simple.
Can you explain the whole process of applying for a visa? Because we don't know. I know, but someone who might hear it for...
Okay, if you are not from European Union as a country, you need visa. You have to, if you want to go there. So when I choose Poland, I applied visa, I paid something, it was like 50 euros or something else, I don't remember.
So you paid 50 euros for 5 months?
It was around that, I don't remember now number, but it was like that, yeah.
And which was your first destination?
Poland again, but it was so small city. It was Konin, near to Poznan. Okay. Poznan is a very good city, amazing city, but Konin was horrible. There was nothing to do. I just survived and come back.
I won't cut it, I will leave it like this.
But really, oh my god, Konin...
Don't go to Poland, guys!
No, go to Poland, but go to Krakow, Warsaw, Warszawa.
I think
Poznan.
That they should go to Krakow mostly, or Gdansk, for example, not Warszawa, because Warszawa is the capital, but I said in a previous episode, which is in Greek, so I have to add subtitles, that Warszawa is the capital, but they don't speak English. If you want to buy a ticket, for example, and take the train, they don't speak English there. So you need to know Polish, at least some basics. Poproszę dwa bilety do Kraków.
Kurwa mać, ja pierdalaj. It means give me, please, 2 billets.
Educational podcast, I think. Thank you so much, Fuad, for coming. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
But Polish... Oh my god, Polish, it's so difficult language. So
yeah,
difficult.
Yeah, of course.
And
how did you learn?
I didn't learn. It's a question, no, I didn't learn.
No, Fuad, don't lie, because when I went there, you already knew some words that I didn't know. Actually, we were in Biedronka, I think, a supermarket in Opole, because with Fuad, we were together in Opole. It was his 3rd Erasmus, it was my 1st one, and we were in Biedronka.
It was your 1st, yes.
Yeah, it was my 1st one. We were in Biedronka and I wanted to ask for another plastic bag, and you said...
Jeden torba, proszę.
Torba. Yeah, and the guy changed his whole facial expression when you said torba. He was, oh, tak, torba, and he gave it to you. And I was like, what the fuck? What's that word?
I'm famous.
I want him to smile to me as well.
But you know what? Torba is same meaning in Turkish.
Fuck you, Fuad. So you didn't know Polish at all?
No, of course, I knew some basics.
Yeah, tu jesteś... how's the... You're beautiful.
Jesteś
piękna. Tu jesteś piękna. Tak. Kohamche, I love you.
Yeah, it's true.
Popo, I will vomit now, really. I drink a lot of water, but it's too much.
Yeah, because you ate a lot of salt.
I have cooked a recipe which is Turkish. It's called, I don't remember the name, but what?
Yuvarlak köfte.
Yeah, we say yuvarlak in Greece, whatever. Oh, but I was talking with a friend and I have put so much salt, so now I'm about to have a stroke.
Please do it, you know. I will record it and
I will talk by myself, you know, just 10-20 minutes on my own. This is my podcast, Fuat Aslan, bitchy. In Turkish, not even in English.
No, it's not good.
So anyway, let's just be serious. So your first destination was Konya?
Konya was city, which I studied. For my university.
In Turkey. Okay. Konin.
But you know what? Let me say something about Konya. Konyo means pussy in Spanish.
Why do we need to clarify this information?
Because when I say to people, hey guys, I'm coming from Konya, to Spanish people, they were laughing. Yeah. They were dying, you know?
To be honest, everybody comes from Konya.
Yes, it's true.
So it's actually a very good comment.
Now we can go on.
Okay, so now we can go. I made my
Thank
joke.
You. Thank you.
So your first destination was that, and how was your first experience? I mean, did you have any fears? Did you miss your parents? Did you have any difficulties during your first time?
Of course, because at that time my beard was more longer and everybody was looking at me like, oh, the Muslim guy, you know. And at that time, I had a friend. He was in club and there was a guy. He came to him and punch him before
all
the
of
punch,
a sudden
wait
out of the blue,
before the punch him, he touched his beard and he said Muhammad, because you know he's our prophet, and he punched him.
What the fuck?
Yes,
it was just that.
Yeah, it was just that. Nobody helped him, because you know, guys, if you see any bald men in the club, just leave it. If they're bald and muscle,
what? I'm trying to create a podcast through which we will, you know, just delete and vanish all these stereotypes and try to connect some things with other cultures and create
Come
bridges
on.
But I think you try to be racist right now.
No what? Look, we start our conversation talking Polish, so we love Poland, right?
Yeah, of course, like you say.
So, I'm not racist. For me, Poland is my second country, you know?
Your second country?
Yes. Especially Opole is my second home. I really miss in this day Opole very much.
Okay, so do you remember anything remarkable from your first experience of Konin? Something that you did and really like drove you crazy in the good or in the bad?
And my buddy mentor was so helpful, and in that summer I went Konin again because of her wedding. They invited me. It was a good memory for me because it was the first time which I joined a
I got married.
Yes.
Okay, and your second city?
Opole.
Wait, so you were two times in Opole? Sorry, but I was about to say that when you make the same mistake twice.
No, it really, come on, it's not a mistake.
It means something. Well, just to let you know, guys, Opole is a very small city in Poland. I mean, most of its citizens don't acquire any level of English. So it was really difficult at the beginning to just, you know, adjust ourselves to the new environment and to the new language, because we were somehow forced to speak Polish in, you know, supermarkets, post offices.
Oh,
if
yeah,
you remember,
yeah,
every time that we want to send something, we had to speak Polish. Otherwise, bye bye.
It's true, yeah.
Thank you. Next.
But it was funny for me. I really enjoyed it.
Okay, so let's just skip all those bad moments, because I think that we're actually talking about Erasmus as if it's something really bad. But right now we want to mention both the good and the bad things of this experience, so that if someone wants to go and try something new, he doesn't have to think only
because
about
this. Because this is life. In the life we have bad things, and
you have to be ready for other things as well.
But they can go to Opole if they have a chance. Just go and visit, go and see the Odra River. It's perfect.
Yeah, of course. I think Odra, some coffee shops and bars which are very good and in which they speak English. For example, Pierogarnia, it's a restaurant that they cook pierogi, which are very famous in Poland, their traditional dish.
And do you remember Maska?
Yeah, Maska. Wow, oh my God. There were these kind of bars which made me think, am I in Opole right now?
Right.
They were really good, really nice.
Good quality also.
Yeah.
And Stramiesko, it was the cheapest bar ever.
Staromieska.
But it has karaoke, billiards,
yeah,
table football, darts. It was good.
They play rock music as well, or you can actually order whatever you want and choose whatever you want from the playlist. It's up to you sometimes.
You can sing I'm a Barbie girl.
Yeah. Something that we need to say about Poland, I think, is that people love to drink Polska vodka.
Yeah.
They love to drink vodka.
Zubrowka. I want to mention something about karaoke. If Elke... Okay. is listening to us. Elke, we miss your zombie. It was wow, really.
This is his comment. It was wow. But whatever. Let's say that. What kind of advice would you give to someone who wants to try this experience for the first time?
If they want to go to Poland, it's a good idea because Poland is a cheap country.
Yeah, very cheap.
Yeah, you can spend your money like a king, you know.
Yeah.
Not if you are Turkish, it's not, it doesn't work for you. But if
you're a peasant, I think.
We are beggars.
Yeah.
But if you are earning euros, it's a good idea.
Yeah, it's 1 to 4 actually.
Yeah, it's too much.
So it's really cheap.
And you know what? 1 euro costs 7.5 Turkish liras now.
Yeah, so you can actually go to Turkey as well if you want.
Yes, of course. Come here, guys. Yeah. Oh my God. Now I'm sad.
That's why I called you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Rijaderim.
Efaristo.
Oh, whatever.
Dziękuję bardzo. So... If you want to talk.
As you understood, we're not going to talk seriously with this guy. Probably with another guest, I will start a serious conversation.
I hope so. But for me, let me say something. For me, Opole means you, okay? Josef. And my Turkish friends.
Yes, which means almost half of the Erasmus.
Of course.
Because there were too many Turkish guys and girls.
But our common friends, if you remember, Ahmet, Özgür, Özlem, Selin, yeah, this group. Yeah, it was very good for me.
Yeah, at this point, I mean, we have to say that we met a lot of great and beautiful people. Really, like, if I start now, we met a lot of great people from Italy, from Croatia, from Spain, from Turkey, from so many countries, from Morocco, Youssef, our best friend, Belgium, Elke, Karen. There were too many people, so many beautiful people that we met.
That's true. It's really true. I really agree with that point.
Yeah. And I think that the fact which is very interesting is that when you communicate in a foreign language with someone, you can really connect with each other, even though you have a different cultural background. And I think that this is the most important thing.
Yes.
In this program, that you actually being exposed to a new language, because not many people speak English in their hometowns or in their countries as well. And Erasmus is a very good chance to improve your English level or to expose yourselves,
yes,
in general, to life and misery if you are in Opole.
No,
of course we love Opole. It's a very beautiful city, guys. You should visit it,
definitely. And I want to say something. Do you know we started Ramadan? We start fasting again.
Okay.
And it was great.
Can you explain to our guys what is Ramadan?
Ramadan for us, you know, it's a fasting period. We eat around 3 a.m. and we are waiting until 7 p.m. So it's a long time. And we are praying and we are trying to understand poor people, how they live, how they spend their time in a day, you know. So we are fasting.
It's like a religious Robin Hood, actually. You try to help the poor guys mentally by fasting.
Mentally, of course. Because you are eating, you know, when you break your fasting. But also in Christianity, you have fasting, right?
Yeah, of course we fast, but I think it's not so obligatory sometimes. I mean, we are free to do whatever we want.
We have to. For 1 month, we have to.
Yeah, okay. Otherwise, I mean, Is there any consequence?
Yeah, you will go to hell. It's a consequence.
Yeah, they will kill you. No, I'm saying that because in my country as well, we fast. I mean, 40 days before Easter, we should fast. Also 40 days before the 15th of August.
Oh.
40 days, I think, before Christmas. 40, but I say 14 because I'm sleeping.
Your fasting are different from us because you're eating somehow, right?
Someone is killing someone else outside my house. Okay.
Freda is killing someone.
Freda. Frida is my dog, but he calls her Freda.
I think Freda is better.
No, because it reminds me of Freddy, which is for male, not for female.
Freda.
Whatever. What did you ask?
But you are eating somehow, right? During the fasting period.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we are not allowed to eat specific kinds.
Yeah, we don't eat anything. This is the big difference.
Yeah, for example, we don't have to eat milk, cheese, meat, olive oil. We don't have to use olive oil in our salads, for example, when we cook.
But why olive oil? What guy say, don't eat olive oil? It's a sin.
I don't know.
Why
really?
Olive oil? Now I really... confused.
Because I think, from what I can think with my stupid mind, is that olive oil, cheese and meat are things that actually are a bit heavy for your stomach when you eat them. Because I think that you already know that there are salads which you can eat without olive oil and they are healthier. For example, if you eat vegetables without olive oil, it's healthier for your stomach. So I think that fasting in Greece is more like... it's actually like a very good diet. But in our religious part is actually a diet from sins. You have to stay away from, junk food, sex, masturbation.
It looks like God tries to make you vegetarian.
Yeah.
It's weird. Sorry.
Maybe Jesus is vegetarian.
Yeah, maybe that's
yeah.
Why.
It's a good thing. Whatever. Of course, guys, we are joking. We are not saying anything serious.
Of
just
course
don't,
not. Come on.
Don't pay attention to any bullshit that we say. We're not talking seriously right now. Sorry if someone is offended by our jokes.
We respect all religion, all countries.
And that's what you will be called to know when you apply to this program, that you need to respect,
yeah, respect is
all
the
differences
key.
Of every culture, because personally I have met so many different cultural backgrounds and so many different religious backgrounds. I mean, I met people who don't go to clubs because it's considered a sin,
yeah,
to their religion, who don't drink alcohol because it's considered a sin. So
don't judge people. Because I had a friend, he told me he was Muslim, he told me he was in Erasmus in Poland and he doesn't drink alcohol because he's Muslim, and his friends judge him why he's not drinking, and it's a very bad experience.
So many stupid stereotypes because you are Erasmus and you need to drink,
you need to fight.
I mean, if you have the chance, it's okay, but you're not forced to do anything else. You don't sign a contract and just go and do whatever you want. I mean, it's up to you.
Definitely.
But I'm asking you again because I'm trying somehow to make this sound a bit more serious. Do you remember any moments in which you really felt down and you needed your parents, your friends, and how did you deal with this?
I had a moment. It was actually funny because I was in Tesco, remember Tesco? And there were some guys.
Tesco is like a central supermarket in Opole.
Yes.
And a very big one.
There were some guys and they're coming to me and they said kebab. They said kebab to me and I was laughing.
Polish?
Yes, Polish.
Yeah, okay.
No, kebab, they said kebab.
Polish is like that for what?
Yes, sorry guys, it's true. And I was like, I was shocked because I didn't know what should I say, because they tried to offend me. And I thought, what is their most common meal? And it's pierogi. Mm-hmm. And I thought maybe I can call them pierogi, but it's not sense. So I just passed away and I said, okay, that's life, and I'm in a different country, so it can be.
By the way, pass away means die.
Yeah, I died inside, that's
so...
why.
It's really funny because we made a lot of mistakes, and now I remember to say, by the way, do you know that pass away?
I was talking for my soul, it's dead.
We are offline.
Offline.
Very bad idea to record right now.
Sorry.
I think that I will listen to it tomorrow and I will die. I will pass away. Can you say how did we meet? Because I'm too tired to explain.
Course.
Maybe you can speak better English.
We were in the class. Marzana's class, and you were sitting there and I was standing, and near to me probably there was Tanya, and we were talking with her, and you said something and you asked me where are you from, and you said are you Spanish, and I said no, I'm from Turkey, and I said oh blah blah blah, and from that day come on, leave me alone. And it was like that. And you told me you are Greek.
It wasn't like
that. No, it was like that. And you told me you are from Greece. And I told you, oh, yeah. I had some Greek friends and I love Greece.
Yeah, but I need to clarify something, that we didn't start talking from this moment. We started talking.
This is our first time.
Meeting. this is our first, full stop. We started to talk and, you know, getting closer to each other, and not physically, mentally, guys, for fuck's sake, enough. When we started to talk about the class that we have, we had a common class, guys. It was called
Another World is Possible.
No.
Yes.
No, it was called Another World is Possible, Social Justice
wow,
in Practice.
Wow, so different. Sorry. Sorry. I'm sorry, guys.
I wanted to say it, you know, in a complete way.
Now Marzana is
whatever.
Happy.
Thank you, Marzana. Dziękuję bardzo.
We had to meet because for our rehearsal.
Rehearsal. Rehearsal.
Rehearsal. And
it's very funny.
And day by day we get close. We got close.
Although you were very shy, because I want you guys to know that Fuad is really, really shy. Like at the beginning, so introvert. Like I really thought that I would never have friends in Erasmus. There were some moments when I felt so lonely and I said, okay, everybody's having fun and I'm alone with no friends.
Oh, poor Katarina.
Poor Fuad. Literally poor Fuad.
Me? Come on. I knew Torba. Did you know?
Yeah. Yeah, but it was really nice. I mean, by the time we got closer, and not only with you, with Yusuf as well, it was really nice. I mean, you need to give time not only to yourselves, but to other guys as well to get to know you. You need to be, you know,
yeah,
open
definitely.
To this kind of communication with different cultures, different languages, different people. Don't just stay focused on the same culture of yours. Because we need to say that at the beginning, something which was very common was that you could actually see different groups of the same language and culture being together. The Spanish with the Spanish, the Italian with Italian, Croatian with Croatian, Greeks with the Greeks, Turkish with the Turkish. I mean, it was really, it drove me crazy many times.
Well, but we broke chains.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think that we are the bridge.
Of course, come
to
on.
To just create a friendship between Turkey and Greece.
Yeah, it's most important.
Yeah, of course, for sure. But that really drove me crazy at the beginning, because I was always thinking, did you come to Erasmus to just hang out with people from your country? Necessarily, you don't want to try something else?
And you are only speaking your language?
Yeah, I mean, listening to songs of your country, speaking and using your mother tongue, it was like you just went on a trip.
Yeah, it's not worth it. Don't do it, guys. If you go to Erasmus, be interactive.
Yeah.
Just talk and don't attack the people. It's also important. If you want to make friends, please, slowly.
Yeah.
It's also another
problem.
We don't say that
it's a bad thing if you hang out only with the guys from your nationality. Maybe there are some people who want that. Okay, it's okay. But you will not gain so many things compared to an experience in which you would be exposed to other languages and cultures as well. Because if I didn't meet you, I wouldn't respect and realize some things about your culture. For example, how can I say, in Greece we have some quotes which are of course very old, but they are racist.
Yes.
And they refer to Turkish guys as well. We say that when I get nervous, I will become a Turkish if you threat me, which means in Greek that I will become a murderer, I will kill you. That's what it means.
So be
in my
careful.
Country. Of course it's very old. We don't say that. We don't use that anymore, I wish. And the Turkish have a lot of jokes about the Greeks. They say, how did we learn to swim? Because the Turkish have thrown us in the sea.
I'm not laughing.
Do you remember, right?
Yeah, it's true. I'm not laughing. It's racist. No, I'm against it.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's not good. I hope we can break all that kind of ideas and we can be bridge for our countries.
Hey, we can create new jokes.
Yes, it's also possible.
Another joke is possible. Sorry.
Sorry, Marzana.
And now that you are back in Turkey, what are the things that you miss from this experience?
I miss my friends because sometimes I feel lonely and...
And poor?
I was poorer in Poland, you know?
So it was the same, I mean. It was even worse in Poland.
I miss alcohol, definitely. It was cheap in Poland. You can buy a beer for 1 euro. In Turkey, wow, it's too much. Bless you.
Thank you. I don't have corona, guys.
I hope so. How is corona situation in your country?
After 40 minutes, we can talk about something serious. Well, in Greece the situation is somehow severe because we have specific rules which we need to follow. For example, we are all in our houses and every time that we want to go outside we should send a message and we should text by our phones. They have some numbers of necessities such as a supermarket, a doctor, a walk with your dog or whatever, and you should just text the number that you want to use. For example, if I want to take Frida out for a walk, I should text 6.
Really?
My name, yeah, and my address so that they can understand that right now I'm going out for a reason and I'm not, you know, messing around because I'm an idiot. Because, you know, the Greeks are a culture, we are a culture that doesn't like rules.
Yeah, we're same culture, you know.
When we have rules, we want to just break them.
Yeah.
Because we can. I'm so sorry for my English. I'm so sorry, but really, I'm so tired. I'm sorry. But Fuad can talk about everything. So Fuad, tell us the situation in Turkey.
In Turkey, we are getting better day by day. Our Minister of Health works for us. Really. Every day they are explaining what can we do.
Yeah, yeah. We also have this in Greece as well.
It's
every
good.
Day on the TV.
It's good. It's really good.
They inform. Yeah, yeah. It's very good.
I believe we can be better in 3 months or 4 months. This is the maximum.
Do you need to send a message as well, like we do?
But if we wanna go to supermarkets, we have to put mask.
Yeah, okay.
And if you are older than 65 and if you are younger than 20, you are not allowed to go out.
Okay, yeah, but let's say that if you live alone...
It doesn't matter. You have to call police or some guys and they can come and they will help you.
I mean, is the police responsible for these people?
For this situation, yes.
Yeah, for example, is a policeman responsible for taking the old man to the supermarket or for going to the supermarket to buy some things for the old man?
They are doing for himself or herself.
Okay, interesting.
It's good.
I don't know if we have this in Greece, but I have heard from the radio 2-3 days ago that we have this thing with taxes. If you are old enough...
Old enough, you can die.
You can... What?
Sorry.
Like, enough. We were talking bullshit, but now... Anyway, if you are old enough, you can call a taxi and order whatever you want from the supermarket and the taxi driver can buy them for you and he can leave them out of your door. Right?
But it's good. It's a good thing, really. I appreciate that kind of ideas.
Idea. So, I will try to find anything serious. If I don't find anything serious, I will kill you for sure.
Oh, you become Turkish.
Oh.
You racist guys.
Yeah, but you know, I want to mention that and then we can finish with all this. When we were fighting with Fuad one day, because when you're hanging out with someone and you're almost every day together, it's normal that you have some fights, some conflicts. It's very normal. One day we had a fight and I was really angry and we were just making fun of it, you know, because we understood that we were having a conflict about bullshit. I don't remember right now the reason that we had a fight, but I told you... You Turkish, you 1453, I 1821. You know, the date that the war that we were free from the Turkish.
Wow, racism talks. Yes. It could be funny.
Yeah, it should have been funny.
But really, I'm so glad to meet you. It was good experience for us.
Me too. Good experience. Good experience.
My department, by the way.
Can you act like the guy in Nichtschitz? Oh my god.
Guys, this. I don't know. After me? Nah.
You want a contract, right? You want to pay me, right? For the rent?
Don't forget this. Chewing or doing something. So, thanks for inviting me, Katerina.
Teşekkürler, Fuat.
Proszę bardzo.
Thank you so much, Fuat, for coming.
I'm dying, you know. I'm not also corona. Oh my god.
You don't have corona, not that you are corona. You
Maybe
know,
I'm
the virus.
Corona. Maybe you have racist codes again.
Whatever. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you guys for listening to us.
Thank you guys. We love you.
Take care of yourselves during this period and
don't die.
Bye bye. What makes this heartbeat faster?